Order, order.
Select committee report.
The country's chief public watchdog, the Office of the Ombudsman, was up for a funding review this week, and the Government Administration Committee heard from the Speaker, David Carter, who has oversight of the office. Mr. Carter outlined some of the problems faced by the Ombudsman's office.
As Speaker, I sometimes get complaints, and I've seen two or three now in the last 6 months, whereby people have had a complaint with somebody, they've gone to the Ombudsman, the Ombudsman's put a tremendous amount of work into the complaint, but finally may not deliver a result satisfactory to the complainant, and then they come back to the office of the Speaker, asking the Speaker to do something about it, and there's absolutely nothing we can do. You and I all meet these people who are just litigious, they have a complaint and they're never prepared to move on.
Mr. Carter suggested an amendment to regulations so that the Ombudsman could more effectively deal with such complaints.
The amendment would allow them then to consider whether it's effectively frivolous and dismiss it relatively quickly. I'm aware of the two that I'm talking about, substantial amount of work being put in place by the Office of the Ombudsman, but at the end of the day, the complainants are still not feeling that they've had a fair go.
And that suggestion was welcomed by the Ombudsman herself, Dame Beverly Wakeham.
The Section 17 amendment was to allow us not to investigate. At the moment, the Act says I have to investigate everything. So this is to take out of the front end things that plainly have no legs, don't have any merit at all. It's not effectively inquiry, it's just a quick look to see. If there is then some merit in something new they've raised, then yes, we would look to see first of all whether we should investigate it or whether in fact it's susceptible to an early resolution, quick discussion with the agency concerned.
And despite the difficulties, Dame Beverly said her office had managed to close 30% more cases than last year.
Which I think I have to say is down to not only the dedication of the staff, some of whom are working long hours to blitz these, giving them proper consideration, but to try and move them forward, but also the consequence of the restructuring and the channeling, better channeling, and also better day-to-day management.
Ombudsman Dame Beverly Wakeham making the case for this year's funding of her agency. Elsewhere in the committee rooms this week, Thomas Beagle made a return after the previous week making a submission on the proposed GCSB bill. This week he had the Telecommunications Interception Capability and Security Bill in his sights, making a submission to the Law and Order Committee as spokesman for Tech Liberty.
We're a group dedicated to defending civil liberties in the digital age, and we support the ability of the government to have interception capabilities where it's possible, and as long as those interception capabilities have, of course, proper oversight. However, we fear that technological development is slowly making this lawful intercept regime increasingly irrelevant.
Mr. Beagle suggested how the bill could be improved.
One concrete change that needs to be made to the bill is to make it clearer that network and service providers don't have to decrypt communications. In theory, the bill already recognises this, but Section 10.3 requires network operators to decrypt a telecommunication if the network operator has provided that encryption, and other sections also mention a duty to assist. But what does provided mean in this case? It is entirely possible for a network provider to make encryption available to the users of a service that the network provider could not decrypt because the users have chosen the keys. A good analogy would be if someone gave you a combination lock that allowed you to choose your own combination. The person who gave you the lock can't do anything about it. The bill needs to make it clearer that network providers and those who work for them have no duty to break encryption where they cannot due to not having the keys.
Mr. Beagle also questioned the bill's proposed role for the GCSB, given its links to fellow spy agencies abroad.
You may think it preposterous that anyone could even ask these questions, questioning the GCSB's loyalty. But we can assure you that we're not the only ones asking them. And it shows just how tainted the GCSB is when it comes to network security. So we believe that the GCSB is the wrong agency to take a lead role in cybersecurity. They are a spy agency, they think like a spy agency, and too many people, including us, refuse to see past this. More importantly, we believe that it's the wrong model. Rather than a secretive government agency having command and control, we believe that network security should be a collaboration between government and the private sector.
Tech Liberty spokesman Thomas Beagle making a submission on the Telecommunications Interception Capability and Security Bill to the Law and Order Committee. That bill is due to be reported back by September 20. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from the Office of the Clerk.